problems. It's human nature to hate problems. But why is that? After all, problems inspire us to mend things, bend things, make things better. That's why so many people work with IBM on everything, from city traffic to ocean plastic, new schools to new energy, flight delays to food safety. Smart loves problems. IBM. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/smart/UK to learn more.
This is a homemade broadcast radio production.
I had this friend, Jessica, and her mom and my family, we were all really close because my mom owned a dance studio, Jessica Dance, her parents were always there, blah, blah, blah. And in front of me and just loudly all the time, her mother would tell Jessica not to come. And she'd be like, hey, Jessica, don't come in our room. We're going to have sex. She'd say that.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
What
so
the hell?
I would be in the house and she would scream down, hey, girls, don't come upstairs. Me and Bob are going to bang it out.
Oh, my
God. So if you could just, you know, turn up the TV, that'd be fantastic.
Gross.
Yeah. Absolutely,
that's
atrocious.
Child abuse.
That is horrendous.
Just lock the door.
Disgusting.
And you know they'll know. Don't or say don't come upstairs. We have something to discuss.
Right.
Please don't come upstairs.
And
or you know what? Don't have sex when your kids' friends are over. How about that?
Yeah, that too. That would be nice.
Yeah.
Go
or go in a car or something. Go away.
Figure. Yeah. 727-579-1025. It's really funny because like when you think about your parents and anything to do with like them having sex or them finding something out about you having sex, it's horrific. It's disgusting. You don't want to think about it. You don't want to talk about it. Even though like you're happy to discuss other people having sex that are their age, right? You know, it doesn't bother you if you're like, oh, 60-year-old guy was getting laid, but then it's like, oh, it was your dad. You're like, oh God, no.
On your folks?
No, thank God.
Oh, that's
but
good.
But here's the thing. I was thinking that, you know, I have friends obviously around my age and younger that are having kids, getting married, you know, and I'll see this little baby, right? And I'm like, that baby is going to be so disgusted by you and how knowing how it was created.
Yeah.
It's going to grow up and it's going to know that you banged it out to create
it,
and it's going to be so disgusted thinking about the thought about its parents having sex, my friends. And we casually talk about sex. Oh, you know, now you had the baby, but you know, you're banging it out again. Yeah, yes, no. If that baby had that information, that baby would want to kill itself. You know, that's such a weird thing that baby's going to be so grossed out by you and anything to do with your sex life.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty wild. I walked in on my stepdad.
Oh, yeah. You told me.
Just. Giving it,
no!
giving her
no!
to my mom.
Man. No.
And I was probably like 6 years old. And I just wanted a glass of water. Just wanted a little thirsty. My little tiny throat was dry. Just wanted some water, you know? And I went out to go get some water in the kitchen. Because when people have sex, especially if there's a child, they usually go to their room and lock their door. Not my mom. No. She says, you know what? Let's bang right here on the couch. And he is just, I go out and I'm holding my water cup and I'm just staring as this stranger, this man I barely know, is just giving her to my beautiful, poor mother. And she is loving it.
No!
Okay? Loves it. She's having a great time until she turns around in her moments of ecstasy and opens her eyes and sees her little child, her baby boy, staring at her. Getting just creamed.
Ew.
Creamed. Like creamed into.
Ew.
Not cream.
Ew.
You know?
Bad
not
word.
Talking about that. And I just got to, and I'm sitting there, and she just goes, oh, God. And I could see her color leaves her face. And she quickly gets on her panties and goes, honey, what do you want? And I just go, I just want some water. And she goes, okay, let me get you some water. And she didn't say anything. I think she was hoping that I wouldn't know what was going on. I wouldn't know. But I did know. I knew exactly what was going on because I had seen Boys in the Hood.
Oh.
My cousin used to babysit me.
I just want some water.
I just wanted some water, and I had to watch this man desecrate my mom. I loved her. She's my mom. That's the only person I loved, really. And I had to watch this hairy lunatic just go to town on her at 6 years old. It's haunting. It's still, it's, I can still see it. I can still see his butt still just bouncing up and down. It's horrific. It's horrifying. I hate it. But, you know, stuff happens, you know. And I know now if I do ever have children, even though it may be tempting to bang it out on the couch sometimes, switch things up. No. You go to your room and you lock the door because you want to protect your children from having to see that. Okay? So parents out there, spare your kids. It's burned into my memory.
Yeah.
I'll never forget it. And that's just how it is.
That was fantastic.
Problems. It's human nature to hate problems. But why is that? After all, problems inspire us to mend things, bend things, make things better. That's why so many people work with IBM on everything, from city traffic to ocean plastic, new schools to new energy, flight delays to food safety. Smart loves problems. IBM. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/smart/UK to learn more. Problems. It's human nature to hate problems. But why is that? After all, problems inspire us to mend things, bend things, make things better. That's why so many people work with IBM on everything, from city traffic to ocean plastic, new schools to new energy, flight delays to food safety. Smart loves problems. IBM. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/smart/UK to learn more.